Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, friends. It's a special one today.
That it is.
I mean, every week is special, but we have a fun guest and a fun little deep dive. I'm excited to learn more because I think it's going to hype me up for our fun trip we have coming up.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be good. It's going to be the best 5 days of my life.
I need to get out of here. Our weather's been really depressing, but then it was actually really
60 some degrees today.
Yeah,
it was not sunny. Gale out of nowhere. Force winds.
I had to I was like, oh my god, I have to turn off my heat. This is not good. This is bad. Oh, who do we have with us today, Brandon? Let's jump right into it.
Today we have Kenny, who is the organizer of PlantCon International, mm-hmm. which is a event happening in Houston, Texas, in 2 weeks.
Do we have our clapper? Do we know which one it is?
I think it's this one.
Oh, that's
never mind.
Good.
It's this one. Oh, nope. It's hopefully this one. Nope. There we go.
Kenny. Oh my god. I'm so sorry.
Thank you for that intro.
You got more intro sounds than I think anyone on our podcast ever has.
That was really, I knew the second I thought of it, I was like, oh no, it's going to be bad. Well, thank you for being patient. Thank you for being with us today. I'm excited to learn more about this event. I mean, we already know what's kind of going on, but.
We know the gist, but I want to know the nitty gritty.
I think everybody else does too, because some people are messaging me. People are like, I think I want to go. I don't know, should I? I'm like, well, yeah.
Absolutely.
Are you kidding me? PlantCon happening in 2 weeks.
That's crazy.
It's coming up. Are you excited, Kenny?
We are just super excited. I think most of us are trying to be more excited than we are nervous. But it's just 3 months of work and. I feel like it's going to go by in a blur once the actual event comes, so we're just trying to be excited for it.
Mm-hmm. I would be nervous. That's a lot. I'm glad we can just be on the sidelines. We're just okay, we're here to just cheer you on.
We're used to setting up the events and having to deal with the stress, so it's nice to have a change of pace.
First, I wanted to kind of talk about Houston Plant Market, and so people know where you're coming from and your credentials, because people are like, this came out of nowhere. What is this? Who is this?
No, I will never forget when you guys created your Instagram, and Nicole must have immediately popped up on her feed, and she's like, Brandon, have you seen this? What is this?
I don't remember how it came around. But yeah, tell us about Houston Plant Market. Tell us how that came about, and how often does it happen, and what that's like.
Yeah, if we want to get deep into the origin story, it started in the Houston Facebook groups for the houseplants. And, there was a couple thousand people in this Facebook group and people would do purges, which, I think most people know what purges are. But if you don't, it's whenever a seller gets on a Facebook group and just posts a bunch of their plants and people jump in there and just claim the plant. And at the time, it was just so crazy. And the houseplant community was just booming, so pretty much every plant would get claimed. And what that would mean is Monday through Friday, you would buy five different plants from all these sellers. And then on Saturday and Sunday, you'd have to drive to five different people's houses to actually pick up the plant. And so in order to make it easier for buyers to pick up from everybody, I started to coordinate with the sellers and ask them if everybody wants to meet in one centralized location within Houston on one day of the week, at the end of the week, so someone could just come and pick it up from everybody at the same time. Because the way that Houston is, you can drive 3 hours and still be in Houston,
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So it would be an easy 5-hour ordeal just trying to get all these plants throughout the week, and you already feel irresponsible for spending so much money on plants. That would be even worse, thinking about the gas money that's going into it. But it was funny because the location that we picked was IKEA, which was, right in the middle of Houston. And
IKEA.
So many people, love a reason to just stop at IKEA. So we would just pull up, pop our trunks, have a bunch of these plants in the trunks, and people would come and pick them up from us. And it'd be really cute because they would come up and say, like, hey, you know, like, do you know where Ellie is? And you'd like point across the parking lot and be like, oh, I think she's like all the way over there. So they'd go over there. And you just see people like hanging out around their cars, around these pop trunks with like plants in them, just like talking and actually like having fun because this was during the pandemic and nobody could meet face to face. So it's just really refreshing to like be outside, feel safe because everyone's wearing a mask, and actually get social interaction with these people who you only know virtually for the past like 2 months, you know. And people would, from IKEA, people would be leaving and like stop and ask us if these plants are for sale. Like, is this like a plant sale or something? And we're like, no, like these are already sold. We're just kind of meeting up as a community and like exchanging them. So from there, we decided like, okay, let's take this out of IKEA parking lots. One of our plant group members volunteered her house because she lives pretty central in Houston. So she let us use her driveway. And it was pretty cool because from there we started to have people come out and like do the regular pickups, but then we'd also have plant swapping. I would like teach some workshops, and it really became more of a community event. So eventually people started to bring plants out to sell just straight up at these parties. And I kind of figured, like, this is someone's driveway. I don't really want everybody to be selling stuff in her driveway. So let's see if we can, like, formalize this a little bit more. So the next month, I spoke to Tenfold Coffee Company, which is a coffee shop in Houston, which is also pretty central. And they offered us their parking lot to pop up at. And at the time, what was really cool was that these plant people weren't just selling plants for money. A lot of them were getting laid off and trying to find other sources of revenue. So, you know, that was when the candle makers, the soap makers, and mm-hmm. all of these other people, dried florals, they were all like coming up with very creative ways to support themselves. And we as a plant community are just so inclusive and supportive of one another that we decided to just allow all these different people to come together. And, you know, the theme is plants, but it really is just a makers, crafters, and anybody like interested in botanical stuff, natural wellness, plants, in this coffee shop parking lot. And I think at one point we had more than like 50 to 60 vendors pop up in that parking lot.
Dang.
Yeah, so that's how the plant market started, and people were just really loving it because it was the only safe way that people could get out of the house and like do something. So that just felt really cool, responding to this community need during a time that was very isolating, during a time of like crisis, and that really got us going for a year when we were doing like once a month at this coffee shop. Fast forward 1 year and the city of Houston picked us up to do plant markets for them, which was just like crazy to us.
That's so cool.
Yeah, we couldn't believe that. We were just doing something that we liked and enjoyed, you know? And so to see that like the city itself recognized the value in what we were doing, really actually helped us value what we were doing as well. Because for us, it was just this fun little thing. But, you know, by December of last year, we weren't even doing just plant markets. We were doing like holiday markets for the city and just all this other stuff. So I think in December, we were doing like 3 to 4 markets a weekend at some points. Oh my God. So it would literally be like Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday night, and then Sunday morning. And then we would just like crash on Sunday night.
Oh, crap. Yeah. Brandon used to have like a monthly market, and that was like a lot.
I was exhausted.
It is. Yeah.
There's a lot that goes into it.
There's a ton. So yeah, that's the Houston Plant Market origin story.
I love that. I didn't know all that.
Yeah, that's really cool.
So what led you to want to do PlantCon and kind of take this bigger and better?
I think it was really just the city of Houston picking us up, and we realized that this is something that we can definitely do at a larger scale. It won't be that much harder because some of the markets that we're doing were still like 60 vendor markets. And to go to a plant convention that has like 100 people doesn't feel like a crazy leap for us. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, we want something that just feels like it's for the average houseplant hobbyist, in a sense. you don't have to be like specifically into aeroids. You don't have to be specifically into orchids. You can just like houseplants and like the way that they look in your office and come out to this and find seminars on things that you didn't know that you needed to know. And so we just kind of want to be there for people who are both just getting into the hobby and then seasoned people who want to both jump ships and like jump into like bonsai, jump into native gardening and all these different areas of the plant world. And yeah, we want to take that eventually internationally. So that's why we started off by just branding it as an international thing, because we're manifesting that growth.
Oh yeah. I mean, there's so many like plant vendors from all over. So
yeah, you can't escape them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. So this is technically a 4-day event. I guess some people could just come like Friday, Saturday. But let's walk through like what it's going to look like every day.
And yeah,
you know, the whole schedule and all that. I know that there's some things that aren't set in stone yet, but I know there's a lot of like workshops planned out, etc. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about Thursday. There's a little pre-party going on.
Thursday's going to be really fun. Yeah, we found a venue for our pre-party. It's going to be at Equal Parts Brewing. They have a really big event space, so we're going to be using that and serving free beer, free cocktails for the attendees, which includes like the vendors and everything as well, our plantfluencers, everybody who's invited or everybody who's involved, our volunteers and staff too. So it's kind of just a way to get everybody to just let loose right before the convention, because the idea of PlantCon is that it's not supposed to be some formal, buttoned up, you know, intimidating and like condescending event, I guess. It's supposed to be very like accessible and open and like chill. Mm-hmm. So we really want to just feel like we're connected to everybody that's coming with a little pre-party. And yeah, a lot of people said they don't really know what the vibe of it is going to be, but we said like the first 2 hours when the sun's out, we'll keep it pretty chill.
I was like, free but, alcohol. It's going to get crazy. Are you kidding me?
Yep. Oh yeah, it's going to be 6 to 10. So those last 2 hours from like 8 to 10,
yeah,
it's good. Yeah, yeah, it's gonna be ass-shaking time.
Oh my god. Then we go right into the event on Friday.
Yeah,
so that's the first like full day of the convention.
Yeah, so Friday at 8 a.m is going to be when we're opening our doors to early access pass holders. And these are people who paid a little bit of extra so that they can get into the convention before everyone else for two hours in advance and just shop with less of a crowd, mm-hmm. have a little bit more peace, and also like get first pick on a lot of the cool stuff that's going to be out there.
That's very important. So,
yeah. So we were like, hey, if you want to support us by, you know, coming in a bit earlier and shopping earlier, like we don't mind. And at 10 a.m. is when the actual convention kicks off. And that's when our plant market is going to be fully open to everybody. I think we're anticipating like 600 to 700 people coming. So, yeah, we're going to be checking in all these people. And while the plant market is running, we're also going to have all these workshops and presentations and seminars that you talked about from some pretty cool people. It's going to be fun. And then Saturday is actually like pretty much going to be the same thing as Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Sunday, if we want to talk about it already, is going to be a Sunday fun day. So we're going to be taking everybody around Houston just to some really fun venues that are, I think, like must-see places when you visit Houston. And having lived in Houston, just had so many people visit me, it's kind of this places that I always make sure that I want people to go to, because they're really cool. And we're going to try to make it a bit more like botanic themed. I think our first stop, or at least one of the stops, is going to be the Cockerel Butterfly Center,
cute.
Which is in the Museum of Natural Sciences. It's going to be super cute.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah. And then we're ending the day with a closing reception / closing party at the Houston Botanic Garden. They're hosting us in their gardens. It's going to be
so
a very
excited.
Cute little alcove.
That's going to be
it's going to
fun.
Be, yeah, it's going to be a little 2-hour thing, and it's meant to be for everyone to just breathe because everything's like over. Like it's over. We can just chill. There's nothing really left to worry about. We're going to have sponsored drinks there as well. And hopefully sponsored food. We're working on that part, but you know, we just want to make this be like a really easy event for people to just come and enjoy.
I will say, like, talking about this, like, up until now, like, I've talked about this with you many times. I'm like, they've thought of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like, I would have never in a million years thought about all these different little details that are going to make this, like, so much more spectacular than just by itself.
You guys are so organized. I was, like, creeping on the website for the first time. I was like, oh my God, they have, like, a 5- and a 10-year plan.
Okay, this is going to be a little shady, but what? The International Aeroid Society should take a page out of.
Oh my God. Okay. But this is so bad. So today, okay. So we're recording this on World Carnivorous Plant Day or something. And I went on their, I don't know if it's like the International Carnivorous Plant Society. They need to get some better merch. I'll just say that. I went, cause I was like, oh my God, they have a cute little ping shirt. How fun. And like the ping is all right. But just the font of like the society, I was like, oh my God, that looks like the default font that you pull up on like Canva. I was like, oh, this could be so much better. Anyways.
So yeah, you guys are doing it right.
Thanks.
I don't think I'm that judgmental, but anyways, Brandon, have you been to Houston?
I have not. I've been to Dallas for a work trip for like 3 days. Is Houston in 2 weeks going to be so humid we want to die?
Oh yeah, what's the weather?
That's our
be?
Biggest concern.
I'm so scared.
Yeah, actually, I need to check that. We were hoping that, you know, late May would be cool enough. It's a combination of like the time that we were able to book for a venue, but then also like reasonably tempt, I guess.
I have bad luck.
Yeah, when we went to Miami last September, it was, I've never sweat more in my entire life.
Even probably, all the way down.
I probably lost 20 pounds on that trip just in water weight.
I've been to Houston, but I didn't really do anything super fun. I just like hung out with my friend. We did like walk to Whataburger. Love me some Whataburger, so yummy. But
yeah.
I was like, oh, a 3 mile walk, that's fine. It was so hot and humid. we were dying. Oh my God. We had to stop at a Walgreens. I was like, this is so bad. So bad. Also along, like it's just, I mean, it's America. So, you know, concrete hellscape. So we're just like walking alongside this busy road. It's not a cute, gentle little walk. And I'm like, come on. Like, why can we get a cloud or something, please? Like some trees. But I'm excited to like see the cool stuff. We also went to like the Galleria Mall. That was pretty much it. Just hung out by the pool the whole time, wherever we were.
Love it.
But it'll be fun to do a bunch of fun things. I'm excited to go to another botanical garden. Add that to our list of places that we've been.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited. Brandon, what are you looking forward to at the actual like event?
Honestly, the whole thing. I'm like a little bit overwhelmed with how many different things there are and what I'm really looking forward to. I feel like I'm going to just want to be at the too many places at once.
I'm gonna be buying a bunch of shit. I'm so excited for all the like vendors, all the plants, just all the things, the gadgets.
We're bringing an empty check bag.
Yeah, okay, let's talk about the part of the ticket where you can get plants like shipped back to you that you buy there.
Yeah, that's actually something that we're like super excited about.
Yeah, because I think that's what prevents people from doing stuff like this is they're like, oh yeah, it'll be fun to look, but I want to be able to like bring plants home. So
yeah, we're here to fully enable you. So you have no
just
reason
what I
not
need.
To hold back. Yeah.
So is it like other people that y'all have like on deck that are going to be like packaging things up, or are people going to package it themselves there? How is that working?
So. We actually found a sponsor that runs a pack and ship company, and so they're going to be coming through and setting up a tent, and they're providing all of the materials free of charge, and they'll be packing all the plants for you. And all you have to pay for is shipping, and we're currently working with them to get, you know, discounted shipping rates as well.
How did you work out all these deals? I have had to go on my hands and knees begging for sponsorships, and this is wild.
I feel like, I don't know, maybe Kenny, you got to tell us this. Is it just that you like got to be bold and like ask for things and just reach out and be like, hey, are you interested in this? And just like be okay with people saying no?
You need to get people who are not afraid to reach out. I am like so anxious, like I cannot do it. I'm not a bold like, person.
You're not the person that's
no.
Getting
that's
all
us.
Stuff.
We're from the same tribe.
Yeah, I'm like we wait for people to reach out to us.
Yeah. So it's. I mean, shout out to the team. We have a pretty good team behind PlantCon. Otherwise, like half of this stuff that is now set in stone would just like be ideas, but you know, we have the right people helping us actually pull it off. Shout out to Sheridan for locking in this pack and ship sponsor. it kind of goes back to a little bit about what you said, and like again, not to be shady, but some of the events that happen right now have been happening for like 60 years, so they are so set in their ways, and like they don't really think about how they can improve or do things better or service a community in a more effective way.
That makes sense.
And so we're coming into this just trying to think like, what is the dream event for a plant person? Like, how can we make this so easy to enjoy, so easy to have fun, and like so easy to come back to every year?
That's awesome. I'm really excited about that because I'm going to be taking advantage of the plant care, plant packaging. I don't know if I'm going to buy more like things or more plants. Do you know some of the, like, do you want to name drop some fun vendors? I mean, we know Equigenair is going to be there, right?
Yeah, Equigenair is our big ticket.
Brayden's looking at me like, I don't know.
No, yeah. I'm just
he's like, trust me, I'm aware. Are you telling me?
Yeah, I'm like,
we have a lot of our local plant sellers, so we're really excited about that, and we have a lot of people just local to Houston. So there's going to be both a local showcase, which is for people in Texas who make plant-related items that aren't necessarily selling plants themselves, including like macrame pots and like plant-themed earrings and accessories and things like that, art as well. And then, you know, shout out to the vendors who have helped us get to where we are. We have a little section for them in the market as well, for just our local makers, people who work really hard to handcraft goods, and they're not necessarily, you know, plant themed or anything, but they are hyper local to Houston, and that's something that we want to do with PlantCon once we start traveling to other places, is actually start to highlight the communities that exist already, so that we're not just plopping PlantCon down in the middle of a city and like that's it, you know, and like you come to us and that's all. We actually want to learn more about the people that are there, respect what already exists there, and try to integrate that as much as we can.
Gee, that's gonna be so fun when that starts like traveling around. So I think we've talked about this previously, but do you want to tell people where, you know, the next PlantCon is going to be after Houston?
So we have a couple places on the map. Next year for sure is going to be in Houston again, because this is our first year and it has just been a basically like huge effort to build this infrastructure for everything that's happening. Like nothing that you see existed, you know, before January. So it's just been a huge rush, like get a website up, get all the information that we need up, really try to think through every single detail of like what kind of information does a sponsor need to see when they get to our website, and how can we get that to them easily? What kind of information does a vendor need? What kind of information does a visitor need? What information does like press need if they're trying to get in contact with us? And so because that has been such a big priority for us, we feel like we have so much room to actually focus on other areas, like just making it more fun, getting bigger, cooler sponsorships that allow us to do even cooler things with PlantCon, doing more, you know, immersive or intensive like workshops, and just having like a bigger event. And so we think by doing it, you know, in Houston again for year two, we'll basically have ironed out like a nearly perfect event and just be able to copy and paste that again, just as we move to city to city. But we don't want to kind of like throw ourselves off balance by, you know, the next year already jumping ship to another city. Mm-hmm. So that being said, we do have, you know, like New York, Las Vegas, Orlando, all these places are like possibilities, but it always just depends on landing a venue. Like that is the hardest part, and finding a venue that is affordable. And there's just so many factors that, you know, can go into selecting a venue, including like proximity to the city, because a lot of people, when they come into town, they don't want to come like, or they're not just going to stay at the convention the whole time. Like they want to go out and like explore the city a little bit. So, you know, if you're doing like New York City, you don't want to be like upstate New York and have everyone like driving 3 hours to get into New York so that they can actually like be there. Mm-hmm. And then cost is obviously like a big factor as well. So
not trying to be out on Staten Island.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't imagine like planning an event in another city without being there.
It's hard enough in the city that you know.
Yeah.
Well, Kenny, what do you want people to know? Like if they haven't bought a ticket already, like going into this event, what should they expect? And just what's your pitch? Like, hey, come hang out with us.
I guess we haven't really talked about it yet, but you know, there's the nonprofit aspect of PlantCon as well. Mm-hmm. So this does come from a nonprofit. Houston Plant Market evolved to the point where we were doing stuff for not plant related businesses. And so we're kind of supporting all minority businesses, trying to give them the tools that they need in order to grow their businesses, like tax compliance, business formation, and financing. And because we ventured out into all these different things, we actually formed a umbrella or like parent nonprofit called With Heart. And With Heart houses Houston Plant Market, what we're calling the Vendor Alliance, which is our, you know, education and training branch of the nonprofit for businesses. And then PlantCon is going to be also one of these entities that are under With Heart. And so by, you know, coming out and supporting this, we do have a commitment that everything that we're doing is going to go back into serving the plant community. And it might not be in the first year or two, because the first year or two, we really have to focus on establishing ourselves and making sure there's a solid foundation. Because if we took basically anything that we got and like immediately just in a sense gave it away, we wouldn't really have anything for ourselves to continue growing and maturing. And in order to sustainably serve the community for the next like 5, 10, 20, 50 years, we do need to establish a strong base foundation. So one day the dream is that we get so much sponsorship that PlantCon is just free every single year for people to attend. And in order to get there, we really need that support in the beginning. And so, you know, when you're buying a $25 ticket, just also think of it as a donation to a nonprofit in a sense.
I like that. Support local people, support small businesses. We're all about that. Right, Brandon?
Oh, yeah. But yeah, that's honestly like a super wild thing to think about. And I'm sure you like sit there and you're like, how did this happen? Like 2 years ago, would you have even thought that any of this would even be at all in your future? Like that's just a crazy thing to think about.
Yeah, it's definitely just a slow boil, and it can be a little bit difficult when we're thinking about like how much we want to do, and we don't look back at how much we've actually done. And this is something like as a team we have to talk about all the time, because we get so stressed out about everything that we have planned and that we want to do, or like that we might have to cut and like won't happen this year. And we have to like remind ourselves to look back and be like, dude, we are like busting ass, we're doing so much, and like we have already done so much, so like we can we can afford to chill a little bit and like be kinder to ourselves. But I think it's just, you know, like there's so many people that are just by nature perfectionists and always looking to do more. And that we definitely fall under the umbrella, and it can be a good thing and a bad thing. But we're trying to be very mindful about just not burning out and doing this sustainably and enjoying ourselves as well. So that's kind of also why, like, we did the Plantfluencer program as well, if you guys want to talk about that.
Yeah,
a little
bit.
Yeah, I
was just going to say, should we talk about the other Plantfluencer people?
Yeah.
I cringe a little bit. I'm like, oh my God, no, that's not me.
No, it's, it is, it's very wild how, like, me and Nicole are opposite influencer people. Like, we are not the typical people.
I don't like attention.
Like, when people recognize us in public, it's like, my skin just crawls off my body. It's like,
yeah, I want to disappear. It's cringy.
But it's fun. It's,
let me pull up our list of people. And some of these people are doing, because we're doing, I think, an influencer panel, but then some of these people are doing like individual workshops and stuff.
Yeah.
So you'll get all these people. Let me get Brandon, you're first. Look at you.
Maybe I gotta debut the pink hair again.
Are you gonna do something fun?
Maybe.
Your hair's not very blonde right now. You haven't bleached it in a while.
This is my natural hair. Every day I think maybe I need to get some bleach.
I mean, actually, last time, I remember on our last trip together, you literally dyed your hair on the trip.
On the trip.
He was like, we need to stop and get some purple hair dye or something. I can't. Botanically be Brit. I'm excited to meet her.
She seems so fun.
I see her live on TikTok a lot. I'm really shy. I get scared to pop into people's TikToks. Oh my God, it's me. Ew. Icky Blossoms, Icky_Blossoms, Gage from Houston.
I've always been jealous of the name Gage.
Gage.
Seems so cool.
Who are the local people? Okay, so like Britt is from Tulsa. Gage is from Houston. We're obviously from Minneapolis. Rena from DC. Sam's also from Houston. Everyone's from Houston. I think there's more people, but they're not on here. What's his
name?
We
have Matthew on there.
Matthew
Gaston.
Matthew. I think you know Matthew, huh, Brandon?
From TikTok, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of funny. So I think I followed him for a while. He's so smart.
I'm just like baffled at how people's brains work.
He's so smart. I'm like, how do people remember all these things? I mean, people think that we like remember a lot of things. I think I have very basic plant knowledge. He's another level.
Our knowledge is very vast and unnecessary.
He's like botanically smart. He knows like all the scientific names and stuff. And he knows a lot about like outdoor things.
I know nothing about the outdoors.
I'm horrible at outdoor stuff, so.
Although I will never forget that palm trees are the hardest thing to
tissue culture,
and that will sit in my brain until the day I die.
My goodness. So I think we have a good like stacked group of people.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
A bunch of different like niches. People are going to think we're so weird. The weirdos from the north. And then crazy Minnesotans. They're like, you guys can, your plants survive up there?
Yeah, people, the Minneapolis houseplant community is insane. It's huge. There are so many people and they are so into it. And we're just like two little plops in the puddle of Minneapolis plant people. And it definitely is.
There's people that are like more crazy about it than us.
Oh, way crazier.
Mm-hmm. People have like separate spaces for their plants. So like, oh, I can't just like have them at home anymore. They have like
they're like, we need to rent a studio to grow plants. Mm. I'm like, oh.
For fun.
What is the Houston plant community like in terms of?
I mean, Houston just has so much land that I feel like it's possible, but I don't think anybody needs to like go out and get another space for their plants just because like their homes are already big enough.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
Yeah. So there's definitely plant rooms, you know, within the house, but I don't know anybody that like rented a greenhouse.
The thought of purchasing a house in Texas is probably the one reason where I'm like, maybe I should move there. Think of all the space.
Do you have any favorite Houston plant shops? I feel like, are we going to have time to check some out on Sunday or something, or Thursday?
We want to. Yeah, I'm not sure that there will be time, but there are like some places that I just personally love. Eden Plant Company has been like a huge supporter of us for just everything that we're doing. And it's a really cute coffee shop and plant store. So, you know, if you ever need to pop in and like do some work, that's like a perfect place to just sit and work for a little bit. Tall Plants is a really cool place. They're very chill. And I think I spent like so much money with them over the pandemic. So that's where I would go when I was bored. Cultivar is going to be one of our vendors at PlantCon, but they're also a storefront. And
yeah, I think I follow them.
Yeah, she also purges a lot in like national groups. So I think she's probably the most recognizable name. And I used to work at the Floriculture, which is a really cute, like trendy, modern indoor plant shop. And so if it's too hot, like that's exactly where you go, because it's really nice, air conditioned, and the people there are super friendly and they know a lot about plants too.
We love air conditioning. Say no more. Yeah,
say air conditioning is my favorite.
Well, we're coming in on Wednesday, so I wonder if we can try and hit up some shops on Wednesday.
What time are we getting in?
I don't know. I feel like we have an early AF flight.
Yeah, it's like 8 a.m., I think.
I think it's like 6 a.m.
We all know I don't do well that early in the morning.
It's going to be bad. Are you picking me up? What's going on?
Yeah, we're going to pick. Okay, so we're going to pick.
Are we gonna Uber?
I'm going to pick you up. We're going to go to my friend Lauren's house. She's going to drive us to the airport.
Okay. I was like, I don't know how this is going. Me and Brandon like booked our tickets at separate times, but actually got them sitting next to each other, thankfully. Oh, I hate flying, so I'm not looking forward to it. I've flown a bunch, but I get scareder every time.
How long?
I thought that was going to be the scary one.
There we go.
That's what I was looking for.
Am I being introduced again?
Bing! Bing bong. What was your question?
I said, am I being introduced again?
No, that's not how it works.
Bing bong!
Yeah. We need a label maker to put the labels on our soundboard because the colors just aren't doing it for us anymore.
No, we don't like remember it. We kind of had them down. Now it's a guessing game.
It makes it all more fun.
Not good. No, maybe we'll have to figure it out, but we're definitely maybe on Wednesday going to try and go to some paint chaps.
Yeah.
Are we going to rent a car? Like, what's the dealio? What do you think we're doing? The world's our oyster. You can do whatever.
How long is your flight?
I don't know, a couple hours?
Probably like 3 hours. I actually looked it up today and I didn't look at... We get in at 10 a.m. We get in at 10 a.m. and we leave at... So I think it's technically... Yeah, I think it's 3 hours.
Yuck. That's like my limit though for a flight. I don't know. I mean, you had a very long one last year.
I mean, it's international flights are much more comfy, so it goes by faster, and there's much more entertainment, free Wi-Fi. It's not that bad. Lots of food.
I get anxiety because I don't want to have to use the bathroom because...
Oh, no, I didn't use the bathroom once.
You held it the whole time?
I peed in the airplane. Just peed my seat. I'm kidding. I didn't. But no, I didn't go.
I hate it. The sound of the flushing thing is scary. I feel like it's going to suck me through the airplane and spit me out. That's what I think is going to happen.
I lied. I did go once. I only peed. No, not doing that on an airplane.
Oh my God, where does it say the time? I don't know. I can't find it, but it'll be good. We'll survive, hopefully. There's too many documentaries lately about like planes. Makes me nervous. And I watch them every time I eat it up. I know it's going to freak me out. People understand me. Ugh, what else do we need to know about PlantCon, Kenny? What have we not touched on?
I can't really think of anything.
You know, just yeah. What are the three parts of PlantCon that you're most excited about?
For me, definitely the pre-party. I'm very excited about, and then I know I'm going to be stressed out the whole time. So the closing party is going to be really fun too, because I'm just going to get to work. Yeah. What other part would I be most excited about? I mean, it sounds like super lame, but in like general, but like there's not one specific thing. I just can't wait to actually talk to everybody that's there. Like just getting to know the vendors and everything and just seeing it like actually become a real thing. Like it's crazy.
Yeah, now I'm excited to plan a fun little day on Wednesday. You know me, I live in a little Google Doc.
Yeah, Nicole is planner extraordinaire.
Except when the day comes around, that's when I'm like, oh my God, this is so much work.
See, but you make very good flexible plans. You're not like,
I
here's
do.
our
Oh,
itinerary.
I can't be anxious about like timing. It has to be flexible. I have like a concrete list of like this is absolutely what we want to do, and then other things of like if we can fit it in. Here's this, you know. And yeah, it makes it easier. And then Brandon is the driver, so that makes things easier too. Even though I usually when I'm around like at home, I like to drive.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I trust Brandon. We've been in the car long enough.
many, 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 many hours.
No.
Too many hours. Well, I'm really excited. I can't believe it's 2 weeks away. This episode, I mean, it'll be like 1 week away when this episode comes out. Isn't that crazy?
It'll be a week and a couple of days.
Something like that. Yeet. It's gonna be craziness.
It's crazy.
Well, Kenny, where should people go and buy tickets and like follow along for the journey and everything on the interwebs?
They can head to our website, plantcon.org, and we have all of our links there. It's like social media and everything like that. Social media is probably going to be where we're posting most of like the fastest updates. But for any information that's already like set in stone, definitely our website has everything that I think that you need there. Ticket purchasing link, everything. And for the event, we actually have a microsite slash app portal. So if you head to our website, there's a link to download an app that actually lets you plan out which sessions and like seminars, presentations, and workshops you want to go to,
My
lets you read like
goodness.
little bios about all the speakers and presenters. You can see who our sponsors are, read a little bit about them as well. So it's actually a really cool app. It's quick, snappy, it's not like laggy and annoying.
We love
We love quick and snappy.
that.
Yes.
Y'all are so organized.
It's insane.
Brandon, where can people find you on the interwebs, Mr. Unorganized?
And
We
also,
do okay.
before I dive into myself, all of the links for PlantCon will be in the episode description. So you guys can go ahead and click straight from there and get right where you need to
Yeah,
be.
and on our like Instagram socials and stuff, you'll be able to find it through there on the stories and whatever.
You'll be able to see it all.
We'll be spamming.
Yeah. But you just you guys wait. You're going to be annoyed by us.
Prepare to be sick of us.
Anyway, you can find me at brandonbotanical.com, which is also my handle. Well, not the .com, but Brandon Botanical on all social media platforms. And yeah, that's it right now. Nicole, where can they find you?
Can find me on the interwebs at Nicole Larson Grows and Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest. So fun. It's going to be good. We
And
gotta
make
start
sure
packing.
we got to pack. And while we're packing, you guys better write a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. We have been really bad at reading them, but next episode we will. So write a funny little review and we'll read it on air.
And go follow us on the Instagram at Where Are We Growing. We're really close to 2,000 followers. So
That was a
crazy.
really sad whistle.
That was a little better. I'm bad. Thank you,
Anyway,
Kenny.
thank you.
Thanks
You're the
for having me.
best. I'm so excited to meet you in person. I'm so excited for this event. Woohoo!
I can't wait.
Bye.
We'll see you in
See you guys in
Houston.
2 weeks. Bye.